Shakespeare's poetic and dramatic career has been divided into four periods corresponding to the growth and experience of his life and mind. These divisions are as follows. First one, period of early experimentations, 1588 to 1593. To this period belong Titus Andronicus, Henry VI, Thribert's Love, Labour's Lost, Comedy of Errors, Two Gentlemen of Verona, Richard III, Richard II, Romeo and Juliet. To this period belong also the two poems, Venus and Adonis, The Rape of the Lockrees. The work of this period is, as a whole, extremely slight in texture. The treatment of life is superficial. There is no depth of thoughts or characterization, and the art is evidently immature. Extravagance of language and by constant use of puns, conceits and other affectations. Period of the Great Comedies and Chronicle Plays, 1594 to 1600. The works of this age are King John, The Merchant of Venice, Henry IV, Part 1 and Part 2, Henry V, The Taming of the Shrew, The Merry Wives of Windsor, Much Ado About Nothing, As You Like It, and Twelfth Night. This play shows a rapid growth The Merry Wives of Windsor, Much Ado About Nothing, As You Like It, and Twelfth Night. This play shows a rapid growth and development in the poet's genius. They reflect a deeper knowledge of human life and human nature. The characterization and the humor have become more penetrating. Thought has become more weighty. Rhyme has largely been abandoned for prose and blank verse. And the blank verse itself has lost its stiffness. 3. Period of the Great Tragedies and of the Chambre of Bitter Comedies, 1601-07. To this period belong Julius Caesar, Hamlet, All's Well That Ends Well, Measure for Measure, Troilus and Cressida, Othello, King Lear, Macbeth, Antony and Cleopatra, Coriolanus, and Timon of Athens. This is a period of gloom and depression, and it marks the full maturity of his powers. His dramatic power, his intellectual power, and his power of expression are at their highest. This is the time of his supreme masterpieces. His attention is, however, occupied exclusively with the darker side of human experience. The sins and weakness of man form the theme of his plays. The emphasis thrown on evil and the tone is either grave or furious. Period of the Latter Comedies or Dramatic Romances, 1608-12. The plays of this period are Pericles, Cymbeline, The Winter's Tale, The Tempest, and the unfinished Henry VIII. During this period, the temper of Shakespeare has changed from bitter and gloomy to the serene and peaceful. The heavy clouds have melted away from the sky. A tender and gracious tone prevails. The groundwork is still. The evil is controlled and conquered by the good. At the same time, these plays show the decline of Shakespeare's dramatic powers. They are often careless in construction and unsatisfactory in characterization, where there is a decline in style and versification also.